the same. It's the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam, Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Wednesday, is the 19th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to listen to verse 157 of chapter Al-A'raf. From the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written in what they have of the Torah and the Gospel, who enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them what is wrong, and makes lawful for them the good things and prohibits for them the evil, and relieves them of their burdens and the shackles which were upon them. So they who have believed in him, honored him, supported him, and followed the light which was sent down with him, it is those who will be the successful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, "He who enjoins right and prohibits wrong is the vicegerent of both Allah and His Messenger on the earth." Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong is the way of prophets and the method of good doers. It is such a great obligatory deed, wajib, by which other obligatory deeds can survive, other creeds can be saved, bargains are lawful, injustices are warded off, and prosperity can be filled in the earth."
السلام على المرسلين
Did Imam al-Husayn know he would be killed? Prophet Abraham got Allah's revelation in his dream. He narrated this dream to his son Ismail, who also was a prophet. The dream was that Ibrahim, peace be upon him, was slaughtering his son Ismail. Ismail said to his father that his dream was a revelation and that he should follow it and proceed with what he saw. Ibrahim did what he was advised by his son Ismail. Now Ismail went with his father even though he knew that he would be killed. Edward Gibbon, in his renowned work, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, states, in the distant age and climate, the tragic scene of the death of Hussein will awaken the sympathy of the coldest heart. Imam Hussein, grandson of the last Holy Prophet, offered the greatest sacrifice to re-establish the truth firmly, never again to be shaken by anyone until the Day of Judgment.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as viewed by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wasn't scared of death. He was never scared of martyrdom. Rather, in one of his addresses, he referred to martyrdom and death as a kind of bridge that leads people from the world of hardship to the world of delight and comfort. And at the same time, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam referred to death for the opponents of the Islamic religion as a bridge that would lead the enemies of Islam from a world of delight into the world of fire and punishment in the world hereafter. So we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had two sorts of anticipations or two sorts of depictions of death and of the phenomenon of death. For the followers of the true Islamic religion and for his own companions, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam referred to death as a bridge that would lead pious people from the world of torture and the world of hardships into a castle of comfort and delight. And for the opponents of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, for the opponents of the Islamic religion, and for the infidels, for those people who fought the Islamic religion out of full knowledge on the day of Ashura, death was nothing but a bridge, a way, or a passage that led people from a place of pleasure and a place of comfort to the hellfire and chastisement.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
A life like Ali and a death like Hussein. What a nice phrase. We must reflect on that monumental moment on the 10th day of Muharram, 61 AH, just before Asr prayer, when Imam Hussein stood on a sand dune at Karbala in Iraq. He looked at the murdered bodies of his loved ones. He looked skyward and prayed, O Allah, in you I place my trust, aimed all grief. You are my hope amid all violence. Then he raised the call, is there anyone who will come to assist us? Is there anyone who will respond to our call for help? He turned directions and repeated the call several times. Who was he calling out to? Surely he was not expecting anyone there to come to his aid, since those who he had relied upon had already betrayed him. Perhaps it was a call to people of conscience of every period, every generation in every land. It was a call for help against corruption, which everywhere in every age rears its ugly head to oppose, to oppress justice and undermine the truth.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Approach of Imam al-Hussein towards death. This is the topic of this episode. One of the great achievements of Imam al-Hussein is that he was able to remove the fear of death from the hearts, from his camp. They absorbed Imam's teachings when he purified them and won them over. In one of Imam al-Hussein's sermons addressing his people, he says, O son of the nobles, death is only a bridge which makes you from misery and lust to the eternal grace of paradise. Then is there anyone among you who dislikes to be transferred from a prison to a palace? For your enemies, death is the opposite. As my father quoted from Nabi Muhammad, peace be upon him, surely this world is a prison for the believers and a paradise for disbelievers. Death is a bridge to take some to paradise and some to hell. I have never told lies and was never told lies.
Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله Peace and salutations upon you O Master of Martyrs يا سيد الشهداء We talked about benefiting from زيارة عاشوراء There's a very famous khutbah It's called the khutbah of ma'rifat binuraniyat meaning that you have cognition and understanding and knowledge through nur It means that there's another faculty of gaining knowledge besides the mind and intellect, that you can gain knowledge through the spirit. You can gain knowledge through nur and through light. Once Abu Dhar comes in this tradition, comes to Salman of Farsi, and asks him, what is this ma'rifat binuraniyat? What is this understanding and knowledge through nur? So Salman and Abu Dhar, they approach Imam Ali alayhi salam and they ask him. Imam Ali teaches them and says, Ya Salman wa ya Jundab, which is the name of Abu Dhar, Qala labbaik, we are ready, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are here. Innahu la yastakmilu ahadun al-Iman hatta ya'rifani kunha ma'rifati binuraniya. Basically, this is a good question you ask. Nobody will reach the reality of faith unless he attains and recognizes me through Nur. You have to know me through Nur. You have to attain knowledge of me through your spirit. فَإِذَا عَرَفَنِي بِهَذِهِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ فَقَدْ إِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ لِلْإِيمَانِ. If God gives somebody and tests him with true faith, gives them this nur, he will be given true faith, his light, his chest will be expounded. Then he tells them this, وَمَنْ قَصَّرَ عَنْ مَعْرِفَةِ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ شَكٌّ مُرْتَابٌ. And whoever does not understand me through light, he will be in doubt. So brothers and sisters, we are being taught from Imam Adi in this hadith that there's another faculty of realizing and connecting to the Holy Prophet, to the Ahlul Bayt, through Nur and through light. And that is what happens when you go to their ziyarat. You're connecting to Imam Mahdi. Then in the tradition it says, Ya Salman, Ya Jundab. And they say, Labbaik, we are here, we're listening. We're ready for you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mini, O Commander of the Faithful. Ma'rifati binuraniya ma'rifatullah. Whoever has known me through light has known God. The more you know the Ahlul Bayt, this cognition that you have, you will know Allah. Wa ma'rifatullah ma'rifatani binuraniya. And the more you know Allah, the more you witness Him with your spirituality, the more you'll witness me. وَهُوَ دِينُ الْخَالِصِ. Do you want دِينُ الْخَالِصِ? Do you want pure religion? It is understanding and connecting and having cognition of the Ahlul Bayt through the Spirit. That is دِينُ الْخَالِصِ. That is pure religion.
So we follow this interesting topic, the death in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati ممات محمد وآل محمد.